Good afternoon. You've tuned in to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT. The date is May 12th. This is Channel Trace with Mid playing beneath me with the track All That Glitters Is Not Gold. Today on the show, we've got Uzbek disco and Tatar jazz from Central Asia, as well as dance and electronic music from Berlin, Detroit, and the UK. But first, at the top of the show, that was Ariana Tiersen with Ninog at Sea. A little later on, we got Bambi and Shy Girl with the track Flex. I hope you enjoy.
The price of life can be so priceless, you know.
Straight to your arms, it's where I belong. Never get down on yourself. Sometimes life can be so hard. I'm still a fly snake in here. It's been like that since the school yard.
Vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
No lie, I'm a hella boy if I only had time. Did you have the thought that you got could be mine? I'm a real one, only ride, never die. Be a main squeeze, no tins on the side. All these yachts wanna be me. All up in the ground wanna play me. Never gonna cut this easy. Only one shy, roll deep, roll greasy. Nice, ready, aight. Can we get it loose? Yeah, I'm a go night, real life. Hot, steady, tight. I'm a quick flex and the rest go left, go right. Nice, ready, aight. Can we get it loose? Yeah, I'm a go night, real life. Hot, steady, tight. I'm a quick flex and the rest go left, go.
You know I really want that eyes. Anything I like. Pull up on me like a red light. Got me in the club and I got you heated. Now you on me like cause you tryna eat it. Switch lanes, switch rules, first. I'ma make sure that I always reverse. Got you hyped. I'ma do me and flip a couple flex for the night. When I hit the stage, they don't wanna leave.
Gonna see you got a top down. Can I get it up, boy? Can I get a hold down? Leg shots. I don't wanna cruise, just drive by. Roll, roll steady. I'ma take you for a joyride. Ready for a good time. Gotta roll deep. Bring it, get this many headlines.
Get this many headlines.
Boy, you think you're too nice, too late. Two twos and we'll play my game.
WRCT is brought to you by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in over 95 flavors, Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, then you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You're listening to Audible Sounds. Moving on for the next part of the show, we're doing a deep dive into the collection Synthesizing the Silk Road. Uzbek disco, Tajik folktronica, Uyghur rock and Tatar jazz from the 1980s, Soviet Central Asia, from Ostinato Records. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Micronorm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Reggae. Kim Bo. Bo na ma bo. Bo? Bo bo.
You're listening to Audible Sounds. This next batch of tracks comes from the collection Detroit X Berlin from Your Mom's Agency.
Zor baktım güzel yolunca göz mü gör kaldım gel humar dildar güzel sen gel sen can bağrandı kardeşler. Gel sevgen yarım güzel. Sen aramda var yüreğim taşlar. Gel sevgen yarım güzel. Gel. Gönlümde armağanım yok, sen gel ki bahşettim güzel. Gel gülüm dumanım yok, misal ince yeter güzel. Sen dilaram, dilbar, dilbar, o zin ver haber. Gel merhaba yar, dil sen gel taşla. Gel sevgen yarım güzel. Sen aramda var yüreğim taşına. Gel sevgen yarım güzel. Armağanım yok, senge kül bahşettim güzel. Kel gülüm, gümanım yok, misalinde yeter güzel.
Listening to different songs and genres that I am currently obsessed with and can't stop repeating in my brain. We'll rotate from pop, R&B, house, dance, Brazilian funk, groovy, Bollywood, Kollywood, and fusions. Mondays at 11 a.m. We'll be right back.
Rewind.
A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Lick Wood Means Rewind on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step, garage, jungle, and more. Hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Me, I don't know if I love you, but I'm gonna try, gonna try. I felt bad when I heard the first come out, and I don't know why, don't know why. Don't try to tell me of your feelings, not for me, cause it's a lie, it's a lie. You said to me, I don't know if I love you, but I'm gonna try, gonna try.
Yeah. concentra, se 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 concentra.
And that was Sunday with the track Carpe Diem off of the album Solection Radio Mixtape. Hey everyone, thank you all so much for listening to Audible Sounds. Before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Monday at noon, right here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hello, you're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. I'm your host, Arshan Das, with my co-host,
Kate Smiggy.
And today we're going to be interviewing Max Gonzalez, also known as Gems.
Hi.
Max is a graffiti artist and muralist in Pittsburgh. He has a pretty interesting story. So I guess we'll let him lead it off. Tell us how you got into graffiti.
Yeah, so I am a full-time muralist, but I always make the distinction to say that I'm like first and foremost a graffiti writer. So like I have a very like graffiti, like traditional hip-hop lettering background. I'm originally from Southwest Side Chicago. I grew up painting there and just like seeing like graffiti everywhere I was from, because the neighborhood I'm from is Pilsen, and it's just like this very historic Chicano community that's just covered in graffiti. So I just naturally saw it everywhere I was. So even like as far as like starting to draw graffiti, like I don't even know how old I was, because I just was mimicking what I saw and what I thought graffiti was. I very much so have always had graffiti in my life. I didn't really start to like try to actually paint and get a name in graffiti until I was about like 15. I think like the first time I used spray paint though, I was like 13, just coming from like a construction background and doing vandal type things with my dad and my brother. And from there, around like later in high school is when I started to actually really try to push it more, try to do pieces and things. But it really was when I moved to Pittsburgh for college and didn't have like parental control and kind of had free reign that I really, really started to push graffiti. So that was like age 18. I started writing Gems. Before that, I was writing all kinds of other things. But Gems is like really what stuck out to me. And just like being in a university format in a city that was unfamiliar to me and just kind of hating the college format I was in, I kind of didn't like to hang around a lot. So every night I would just go paint on things and put my name everywhere. So in a way, like me having graffiti was an access to like my upbringing to Chicago and kind of like that culture that I was brought up with. So being able to like export that to Pittsburgh and like pull from that inspiration. But yeah, so the whole time through college, I was not doing graffiti as my art form for Carnegie Mellon, but it was still always there.
Yeah, so you studied at Carnegie Mellon, like we are current Carnegie Mellon students. A lot of times when you're around campus, you hear people talking about how the environment here is somewhat depressing or suffocating. Everyone has their own opinions on that, but how do you think the environment of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon contributed to your art?
Yeah, if anything,